Yeah, it was a game I was into early. Felt good about the plan. I think Mike called a really good game. Gave me some good opportunities to take some shots. I missed James on that first one, and then, we got that offsides penalty. Went right back to Jordy on a deep ball, made a great catch, and got in the end zone. We kind of got rolling from there. The line did a great job protecting. For the most part, I stepped into one sack, and then, we had an adjustment off of a run that was kind of the other sack, so did a good job protecting. Guys made plays. We had multiple big-time catches down the field. Both of James's catches were excellent for touchdowns. Randall made some great second reaction plays, and Crabby had a big touchdown.
But you see, defense going from the Texans to go down the field early to Georgia and slow
us down. Well, they challenged us. They played a lot of one high safety, a lot of man coverage, and put those corners in one-on-one spots with not a lot of safety help. So we wanted to take some shots early, and as we got in the flow of the game, we kind of were able to dictate some of the stuff we want to do on offense with in-breaking stuff, shots down the field, double moves, and made the most of a lot of them.
What does it say about your offense as well as the team to come back, against a good team like the Texans or the big bang like
that? Yeah, it's a very good team. I mean, that team is going to be there in the playoffs and there down the stretch, I'm sure. They got a great quarterback, great running back, a very good defense, very well coached. This is just a team that has a lot of pride in our locker room. I said it this week. There's not any quit in that locker room. It's almost better when people are doubting us a little bit, I think, that we kind of band together. People tried to pull us apart this week, and we kind of stuck together and found our motivation within.
Is this as close early in the season as you get to a must-win, really?
I never like to use those words, but I know what you mean. This was an important game for us, and we've had a couple not go our way, games we should have won, and 2-4 would have been very difficult. We got a tough stretch still to play, another road game next week before we get to come home. A lot of very good teams on our schedule left, 5 division games, and you can't add up too many losses early in the season, especially the way that Chicago's playing right now. We can't get too far behind them.
Aaron, did you hear any of the criticism of you this week, and did you use that as any motivation?
Of course I heard it. I mean, it wasn't like I paid a lot of attention to it, but, people, whether it's good stuff or bad stuff, friends of mine, they like to tell me what's being said out there. I'm not somebody who watches a ton of TV or puts a whole lot of worth into some of those comments, but I feel like I've always played with a chip on my shoulder, and it helps when people give me a reason to have that chip.
What do you think of J.J. Watt players kind of imitating your celebrations to get the crowd going well then?
Yeah, he's very good at celebrating. He's a great player. Actually, was joking with him in between a TV timeout after the first sack. I kind of looked back and figured that's what he did. I couldn't see it, but I just said, hey, you got your own move. Why are you messing with mine? I know he does the salute. And when you're a quarterback, it's interesting to see the kind of dances that go on around you. And it's not often you get a chance to kind of dance back to them. I made myself look kind of silly after my touchdown run doing my discount double check and had only to have it called back on a holding call. But you got to give J.J. a lot of respect. I mean, he's a big-time player in this league. He's got a chance to be Defensive Player of the Year, for sure, and a great in this league for a long time.
You've obviously had a lot of fun with the discount double check and the commercials and all the things that have come as a result of that, have you not?
I have, yeah. It's been great working with State Farm. The commercials have been great, and hopefully we can keep doing them. Jordy's a great player. He's a phenomenal athlete. He gives you a lot of confidence as a quarterback. When you put the ball in his area, he's going to come up with it. He made some big catches for us. The touchdown really got us going early in the game. It was just him running by the corner and making a good play on the ball, and he's strong enough to get in the end zone. St. Louis next week. They're 3-3, and we're 3-3.
What do you think the run game's like for you? It looked like you guys were really committed to State Farm.
Yeah, it was important for us to stick with it tonight. You know, their sub package is you know, four down, one linebacker playing a lot of 6 DB stuff. So when there's 6 DBs on the field, you have to be able to run the ball effectively. They like to play wide techniques with their tackles. If we had to slow down their pass rush. They got, you know, five really good guys who can get after the passer. In their sub, obviously their four are as good as any four in the league. So it's important for us to, even if we weren't being super effective with it, to make sure we were still getting the attempts.
How do you think their defense is impacted without him pushing?
Yeah, Brian's a perennial Pro Bowler, and it hurts not having him out there. But, you know, as we've found in Green Bay, the next guy up has got to step up. And we haven't had, you know, Greg for a good part of this season. It's given James opportunities. He's done an incredible job for us. Randall Cobb, again, Jordy obviously has been very steady. So they need to, you know, to have the same kind of thing happen with Brian out. Somebody will step up. They're a great team. They're very well coached. And I'm sure they'll miss Brian, but somebody's going to step up and fill the void.
When they cut it to 14-7 and again when they cut it to 28-17, is that a really quick answer both times?
Mm. Yeah, that's kind of what we made. You know, what we did a lot last year was being able to put teams away and answer. We needed scores. Continue to keep that 2-score, 3-score advantage, because mentally that's a big edge. And we talked about that this week. You know, we were up 18 last week against Indy. Had a chance to really close the door there in the first half and the first possession of the second half. So we corrected that. We had big drives and big situations. We didn't turn the ball over. Got in the end zone, in the red zone, and played a more complete game. Yeah, I hadn't done that since Butte Shasta in 2002. Well, he's a great player, no doubt about it. But you know, we were able to do some things on offense and put ourselves in favorable down and distance most of the time, and we converted, you know, some plays down the field when we needed to.
You have to do it in St. Louis, obviously, but after what you've been through the first five games, does this feel like a turning point for this team?
I think so. I really do. We talked about this week, getting some momentum against a very good football team who's undefeated, who's been, you know, probably at the top of most people's rankings as far as best team in the NFL. That's what kind of the talk's been. And to win in their place was big for us. And now we got to keep this momentum going. We got a team that you had a close loss today in St. Louis. They're very well coached. They play very, very well at home. And it's going to be important for us to go down there and get another win.
Thank